As the day sets, and it has been such a day, we are coming up to the equinox, the eclipses. There's a new moon penumbral eclipse on the 25th of March. The full moon penumbral eclipse on the 25th of March. Then there's the new moon full solar eclipse on the 8th of April. And I don't know anyone who isn't feeling it right now, these energies. How are you doing? Gosh, I feel like I've been put through the ringer and my heart is being broken open to let in even more light. It's been so strong, so beautiful, so heartbreaking, so heart-opening. What I'm aware of is the new Christ light. The new Christ light of awareness. It feels like a river of light pouring in through the crown, opening up new pathways, new alchemical pathways, new breath of creation pathways. And as it flows in through the system, as it brings with it this re-emergence of the divine masculine, there's been this resurgence of all the records and memories held in the Akash of my inner masculine, inner feminine stories. So if you've been feeling this dance between your inner masculine and your inner feminine, where they, gosh, they revisit conflict and aggression and then they come into marriage and union, know that this is part of the pathway clearing as new light pours in for a divine marriage between these inner aspects. Maybe it's playing out in our outer inner masculine or outer masculine and feminine. Maybe it's playing out in the men and women relationships around us, or maybe it's our inner masculine and inner feminine and it's not so clear or cut and dried. But these inner archetypes entering or being prepared to enter a new unity, a new dance of inner union. Now this, when there's a real focus on the inner masculine, inner feminine, there's a calling home of some dimension of the self into greater unity, greater wholeness, greater oneness. There's a calling home of a dimension of reality into greater unity, greater oneness, greater wholeness. And the dimension that I'm aware of is one that the elemental kingdom is supporting us with so much right now. It's a plane of creation. It's our creations, our creating, being called into a greater unity, being called home to new earth vibration, being called home into alignment with the truth of who we are, and this beautiful Christ-light bringing a new aligned divine masculine doingness quality to this spring, so that the phenomenal expansion and the expansion that takes plants and the leaves in plants from one shape to another shape beyond all recognition, transformed and changed and expanded out beyond all recognition, that same energy takes us. It takes us, and we are being transformed beyond all recognition. The shape of our creations are being transformed beyond all recognition. What we're putting out of ourselves, of our work. And there's this call, this invitation to let it be aligned more clearly with our hearts and the truth of our beingness. So I don't know about you, but the start of the year dropped us so deeply into beingness, and then there was a burst of inspiration and activity, and then another call to drop into beingness even more deeply, and then a burst of activity and so on. And it was like our roots were being put down so deeply so that they could be resourced from source, and our creations could be nourished and strengthened with these strong roots, well fed from the deeps of beingness, so that when the shape of our creating in spring and action takes us at the flood, action takes us and takes over and moves through us and moves us, so that the shape of our creation, the containers, could grow taller, could grow wider, and still be aligned in the truth of who we are. Now, we are giving our creations new shape. This worldwide phenomena of, I think we go into the internet and digital containers and supports another time, perhaps. But whatever it is, however we're creating, however we're putting our creations out there, what I'm aware of is this call to surrender, to let go of control and to listen. What is this creation requiring of me? How is it asking me to show up? To let go of possessing the creation or possessing the results and realize that once we don't possess it, but we do take ownership. We do take ownership, guardianship, and yet there's choice. There's allowing ourselves to be expanded, allowing ourselves to be inspired, allowing ourselves to be inspired to act, but surrendering and asking, what is being required of me? What does this creation require of me? Who is it for? Who's it here to serve? What shape does it want to take? And letting life take over, letting life show us. There's a sense of being expanded out beyond all recognition. And that at the moment is what I'm really noticing as we approach the equinox and the eclipse this year. So I hope for you it's beautiful. I am feeling the being broken open experience of this. I'm having to let go of so much. But I feel so supported, and I'm aware of the divine intervention that's holding me through this crisis of the inner masculine and the inner feminine, that's loving me and lifting my creating, that's taking my fears from me because they are what's limiting my creating. And there is so much being taken from us in this time of death and rebirth, of renewal. There's this what's dying and what we're letting go of. There's a having to give up what we're not, as well as this, wow, what's coming in isn't from the little me, it's from the more of me, it's from the me who's one with creation itself. I don't know what it is. This creation is going to transform me, and I am going to surrender to it. So that's what I'm being with. And just, how is it for you? Guys, this has been so strong. And days of being exhausted, days of being inspired, days of being with the inner process work. And days of being broken open. Sleepless nights, dreams are crazy. My dreams are a theater for what's leaving. And waking up in the middle of the morning just like unable to sleep with no reason, aware of just deep uneasiness and things transforming. And it's like it's being done for me. Not completely, it's still things I have to take responsibility for. But there is so much help and support right now. So I hope with whatever you're going through and however this is being for you, that you also have that feeling of, I am supported, I am held. There is all the light and all the love holding me and taking from me what's not for me, bringing in what really is. So much love. Happy pre-spring equinox. Thanks for dropping in. I'm your host, Lucy Hunter. Blueprint work is for aligning with a self beyond the stories. This can help us shift our perspective, change our state, and rewrite the story of who we are from a place of aligning with our highest truth. We connect with our intuition, our guidance, our gifts, and multidimensional, unconditionally loving support, owning our sovereignty as master co-creators of our own reality, reclaiming our loving power to transform ourselves and anything in our experience. The transmissions in these podcasts contain energetic frequencies intended to activate our inner oracle, our divine remembering, and the knowingness that comes with living humanly as the divine multidimensional beings that we are. For one-to-one support with your inner work, connect with me at infinityresonance.com. I hope you have a beautiful day.